Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
How are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Is it just you or is somebody else on as well?
No, I think it's just me.
I'm turning on my computer, so it's taking a little bit.
Okay.
Just give it another minute or two, and then
Alrighty.
We'll start. Well, let's begin. This is a mini Zohar class for the Parasha of Noach. It's section 15, and we're beginning with Pasuk 120. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutsha barichu ishkin te bitchilu urchimu urchilu urchilu urchimu. Leyakta l'shem yud hei bavav hei b'yichuda shulim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. V'yihi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'ranei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu k'raneihu. K'gavna d'karbana d'yazazel d'yiktiv v'yitit v'ada. Aravet kol ovonot b'nei Yisrael v'gomer. Hakein ame haka v'kad salka al gabei. Lad becha mitmato la'al chad terim ugin kach da salka liat reya v'da salka. Yat Reya da Baraza, the Adam Vida Baraza, the Rema Kima Diat Amar Adam, Uvama Toshia Hashem. This is similar to the sacrifice of the scapegoat, of which it is written, and he shall confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel. So here as well, over every sacrifice there should be a confession of the sins, because when the sacrifice is raised upon the altar and is not sent to the desert, it bears a twofold burden, each of which is raised to its own place. The first is the secret of man, which is also the secret of the three columns. The latter is the secret of the beast, which is the secret of the illumination of the left column alone. As it is written, Hashem, you preserve man and beast. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think it's telling us that the sacrifices on the altar is similar to those scapegoats at Rosh Chodesh and Yom Kippur, but this one, the altar is different in that, I guess, Rosh Chodesh and Yom Kippur, the scapegoat doesn't quite get, well, it gets its due, but when the sacrifice is on the altar, it elevates the beast as well as man. I guess by the beast taking on the sins of the people, that elevates the beast, the animals of the sacrifices. That's what I think it's saying.
Okay. What I think it says is that the sacrifice, by doing the sacrifice, the negative system becomes satisfied and doesn't accuse the person bringing the sacrifice, as well as the Kohanim and the Levim. So the negative system gets fed, the positive system gets fed, the flow of energy is restored. That's the purpose of the sacrifice. Now, maybe it's just specifically a sin sacrifice, but I don't remember those words being used in the earlier verses. So it's a bit confusing because, well, even a peace sacrifice is feeding the negative system as well. So the verse is really being clear and saying we're when you bring a sacrifice, you're taking care of Satan, so he doesn't accuse you, and you're taking care of the positive system so that you restore the flow.
But they're actually stressing the animals in this one a little bit more so than the
yes.
scapegoats that would be let out into the wilderness. It's letting you know that the animal itself, I do remember reading in other commentaries a long time ago that like when the animals are sacrificed even to be, you know, killed for food, or even on the altar of sacrifice, that they sense what's going to happen and they accept it.
Right. I've experienced that when I did the Copper Road process before Yom Kippur. So I can relate to it. But this idea of the secret of the beast, there are two levels of soul that was referred to earlier as well. There's the level of the nefesh, which is called the animal soul, and the level of the ruach, indicating the spiritual level. And those are being fed in. The animal soul is receiving the left column, the energy from the left column, while the spiritual soul is receiving from the right column and the center column. So there is a lot of material in this verse, in this whole section, actually. Should I go ahead and do 121? That'll be the last one in the section.
Yes, I think so.
Kavitim v'kol sha'ar menachot liatara Rucha kadisha biruta v'kahane v'shirata v'levae u'tzilota the Israel uvahu tenana v'shamna v'kaimcha desalik mitrana ravan umastapkin kol she'ar mare dedinin dila yachlin l'shalta'a Behahu dina deit basar, lon the kola bezimna, padata hatse kola, ita ved birza, dimem nutah. listapka davida de istalaka leila mandi astarich adain so. Pride meal offerings and all other meal offerings arouse the Holy Spirit, namely the aspect of man. Through the desire of the priests, the singing of the Levites, and the prayer of Israel, who collectively are the secret of the three columns. And from the smoke, the oil, and the flour that rise upon the altar, all the prosecutors replenish themselves and are appeased. Once appeased, they become powerless to pursue the indictment that has been delivered into their hands, and they are considered to be the aspect of the beast, so the meal offerings pertain to man and beast alike, and both are drawn at the same time. In other words, both man and beast are drawn at the time of the sacrificial offerings. Come and behold, everything is arranged in accordance with the secret of faith. Both sides are replenished and sent above, up to the endless light. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, it's basically summarizing the last few verses, for sure.
I agree.
What came to my mind, though, and I don't know if it relates, but I've read where, let's say we were drinking a glass of water and we had water left in our glass and it stayed out for a couple of hours or maybe even overnight if it was on the table that you should not drink that water because the negative system got energy from it.
Correct. There's a negative angel that rests on the surface of water that's left out overnight. So if you drink it, that's being brought into yourself.
Okay. Well, to me, this is saying the opposite, that the smoke from especially the meal offerings here raises that left column and the animals.
Well, one way of understanding it, what does the meal offering represent? Who brought meal offerings?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember.
The poor people.
Oh, that's right.
The animals were expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So the meal offerings were brought by the poor people, and earlier it says that the meal offering is accepted just like the animal. On the same level. So then that was referring to the physical level. But the idea of the poor person coming, the poor person represents the lower part of this physical hierarchy. But this physical hierarchy is upside down to the true world, the spiritual world. So the meal offering is bringing light to man, the height of the spiritual system. And so I think that gives you a different understanding than what you were expressing.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you were incorrect. I think, they're both correct.
Right. I kind of get the impression, too, that the priest and the Levites and the people, it's like they seem to be extra happy when this happens.
Yes.
With this offering.
The priests are always happy. That is the nature of the priest. When he is doing this work, he is taught to be happy, to present a happy face to the person bringing the sacrifice. And the Levites are singing songs to elevate the joy, to get the guy out of his funk for having brought, you know, made a mistake. And that's all part of the idea of the sacrifices. This section was really enlightening about sacrifices.
Well, most of the time in our Torah studies, we get to Leviticus with the sacrifices. They skip the chapter. Usually by
right.
that time,
they
don't want to get into it. I think 2 years in a row, we went over the burnt offering, but that's as far as we've ever gotten in Torah study at the synagogue.
I'm not surprised.
We don't get a lot of teaching on it.
When I was davening in the Shtibel Minyan in Los Angeles, which is composed of rabbinical students, they all dreaded doing sermons for the Book of Leviticus. For that exact reason, to them it was boring. But when you read the Zohar on the sacrifices, it's just overwhelming.
It is. It's really different.
You have a good day, a good evening, and we'll have our Zohar class at 7:00 West Coast time.
Okay. Thank you. You have a good evening.
You too. Take care.
Okay.
You too.